Music and family are at the heart of Danielle Caruana. She performs under the name Mama Kin, the band that has her brothers in. She grew up in a music-focused Maltese family. She's married to John Butler, and their 18-year-old daughter also performs alongside her. Mama Kin is on tour from the south to the north with her current lineup featuring Broom musicians The Grey Brothers, Tilly Kay, Daughter Banjo, and John. Danielle started by telling me what it's like being able to perform to a crowd again and be on tour again.
Oh, it's like drinking a warm tea on a cold morning. It's so beautiful. It's so nourishing. You just want a cup, you know, put your hands around the cup and just cradle it and take every moment of warmth out of it. It's been a long time, you know. This has been a great blow to so many artists, and a lot of artists have really not just lost momentum but lost will, just with the kind of rolling setbacks. So to be back on stages in capacity rooms, let alone beautiful theatres, has been just so healing, actually. To be really honest, it's been so healing. The audiences have been so wonderfully warm and welcoming back. It's so lovely to connect back with and remember what we do.
You've also been able to weave more storytelling into your performances.
Look, I've always tried to sneak stories into my sets. The sort of leaning into the storytelling aspect of my songwriting and kind of giving myself an ability to sort of set myself back in the scene of the song. So it's a twofold thing. It kind of allows me to kind of get back into it, and it allows the audience some context. I suppose it's almost like a set change in some way. And I also just love playing with that form. I love being cheeky. I love kind of taking the audience on a dynamic journey of sort of storytelling scape that I want to traverse over the course of my set. And we go a lot of places, you know. There's some serious tongue-in-cheek stuff, and there's some, you know, there's some deeper stories in there, and there's, you know, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly are in there, let me tell you.
But
I just love it, yeah.
It is a lovely way to connect, isn't it? And it makes an audience feel loved in return.
Yeah. I think it kind of invites them into the inner process, and I think it also allows people to connect more deeply with the songs, having set that scene, I think. Oh, my daughter. Songs are 3.5 to 5 minutes long, so actually having a bit of time to settle into what I'm about to kind of go into, I think really makes for the optimum connection that an audience can have with a song. And I'm there to share songs and tell stories. Like, that's why I write songs, is because I want to explore stories and I want to explore the human condition. So yeah, marrying the two together is just a no-brainer for me. I love it.
Redwood drinks my life. New CEO of the Australian Recording Industry Association has indicated that she might push for greater Australian music content laws on the radio. At the moment, radios only have to play 20% of Aussie music, while TVs have to play about 55%. What's your thought about this as an independent musician?
Yeah, look, I think this has been a long time lobbied for by a lot of Australian artists, and I think you gotta look at examples of other countries and see what it does to the psyche of the artist and of the audience when there is just more local content being played on the radio stations. And I think what it does is, first of all, it creates a valuing of the artist. And we see that reflected in other countries. For example, in France, where there's 50 to 60%, I believe, of French content being played on their radio stations. And there is such a sense, first of all, that the artist is central to culture making, and that they're telling their stories, and that their stories are worth telling, and that their stories are shaped by themselves and captured by the storytellers, which are the songwriters, and the performers. So they're immersed in their cultural landscape via that musical expression. And I think in Australia we miss that a little bit. We are so influenced by American narratives. We're so influenced by the American narrative how much American music we hear on our radio stations. And I think that we're experiencing a huge loss, first of all, in our ability to sustain a substantial amount of Australian artists, but also in our ability to foster culture and artistry as a central facet to a community trying to understand itself.
Danielle, yeah. Out of your catalogue, is there a song that means the most to you?
Oh, you're asking me to choose between my children, Vanessa. Oh, look, I think at the moment there's probably two songs that really speak to the feeling of the time. And one of them is a song called Underground, which is a song inspired by mycelium, but is the idea that we are only thriving if we are all thriving.
In the winter, we surrender our summer clothes.
And it uses the metaphor of this incredible underground information superhighway that trees use to look after each other. Up to 5 kilometres away, they can send a message out and say, I'm in need. And the trees in that area, regardless of their species and regardless of whether they're the same tree as that, will send their assistance through this fungal wire. So there's that song, Underground, because I imagine us holding hands and taking care of each other in so many unseen ways. And the other song is a song called The Air Between. It's as punk as it gets right now. To hold hope, it's a revolutionary act. So those two songs are really close to me right now.
Mama Kin, The Air Between Us. Danielle Caruana, she is on tour heading north.